This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
We're taking you inside the mind of a man. This is How Men Think, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, I am Kevin Kreider. I am in Netflix's Bling Empire, also an actor, speaker, and activist for the AAPI community. And I actually am now a newfound entrepreneur, starting up a couple companies. And I used to model, but no longer modeling anymore. So I'm asked 11 questions about me, about Kevin Kreider. I'm guessing this was polled the most popular questions on the internet. And it is number one, what are you known for? So tell us about yourself. Man, I feel like I'm on a date right now, but what am I known for? Well, season one of Bling Empire, I'm known for taking my shirt off a lot. I'm kind of like the guy who gets wild and does that. But really, in real life, I'm actually known for doing talks about my life as an Asian American model and breaking the bamboo ceiling and just talking about things in the Asian community that is relevant, like media, masculinity, and just what's going on in the world. Who are you in your personal life? Oh, how personal do you want to get is the question. In my personal life, I'm actually somebody in recovery. I'm in a 12-step program. I've been sober for over 6 years. I'm actually somebody who likes to, I guess this isn't personal, but I like to go out and mingle with people. I like to go to restaurants. I like to cook a lot, actually. In season two of Bling Empire, I'm actually cooking for one of my dates. And that's what I like to do. I like to cook a lot of Italian food. I used to want to be Italian when I was a little kid. So I like Italian food and Italian things, Italian movies, stuff like that. And I actually like to go to bed really early. A lot of people usually make fun of me when I go out to events and stuff because I go to bed by 10. So they know it's a really fun time if I stay out till like 11 p.m. And they're like, oh my God, this must be a good time, Kevin. Or like 10 o'clock rolls around, they know I'm going to bed because I like to get up at like 6, 6:30 and just start my day and meditate and journal and do some fun things until the sun rises. And then I start my day. And then number three is three shows that I'm binge watching. Besides Bling Empire, I would say that three shows that I am binge watching is The Circle, Ozark, and Stranger Things is coming out, or it's out now. So I'm going to start watching that as well. My favorite food. Okay, this is a two-part question for my favorite food. If I could eat the same thing every single day, it would be sushi. I mean, I used to hate sushi growing up, but I love it now. And the other flip side is if sushi wasn't so expensive, realistically, I would probably have like breakfast foods, like omelets and pancakes every single day. That's, I think, something I would love. That's my favorite food. Number five is tell us about your career. I came from an actual personal training and business mindset when I was in college. I used to run my own personal training services. I became a professional bodybuilder, natural bodybuilder. I became a fitness model. I started to do modeling, and then I got an interest in acting back in 2009. I've been pursuing it ever since. And then right now, really what I'm doing is I'm going back into acting. I just booked my first feature in a movie called Asian Persuasion. And it's my first feature that I've ever been in. And I'm like super excited to do more of those things, do more leading male roles that portray Asian Americans such as myself in these movies as romantic leads. And I've also started my career in the beverage industry. I'm having a company release its first beverage in probably August or September of this year. And it's a drink that is a sober drink. It's a non-alcoholic premium replacement and a mixer called Sans. And I'll be hitting some of the bars and restaurants here in California. Big move, because obviously, you know, I've never actually started up something and put so much time and investment and money into it. And just it's such a wild journey starting up your own company. And I think a lot of people think, you know, oh, you're just a model who likes to take a shirt off. Like, yeah, sure, I like to do that. But I like to do this kind of stuff too. What's my biggest fear in life? My biggest fear when I was growing up, like I was like 8 years old, was dying. I mean, I was only eight and I was afraid of dying already. I'd look on a label and be like, oh my God, it has so much sodium, too much fat in it. I can't eat it. I'd be like such a freak in that sense. But then now I think my biggest fear in life is actually not trying to do the things that I've always wanted to do, that I dreamt about doing. One of it's acting. So like I said, I started acting 12 years ago. And 5 years ago, I really quit because I was like, man, it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen for me. And then moved to California, got on Bling Empire, got asked to do a role. And now it seems like the doors are opening up for me again. And so that kind of thing is what I'm afraid of, is not trying and pursuing the things that I care about a lot or dreamt about doing when I was younger. Same thing with starting my own business, comic books. I'm starting up a comic book series with Webtoons. It's an online comic book illustrator. And something that people that know about me when I was younger is that I actually wanted to be a comic book artist when I was 5 or 6 years old. But then I found out very quickly I sucked at drawing, which doesn't lead to a very good comic book career if you suck at drawing. So now that I'm actually created and helping to produce a Webtoon series, is like super exciting, you know, in the very early development stages of that, but it's super cool. And so those things that I'd be afraid of doing, like, it's not like I have a fear of skydiving or I have a fear of like commitment or things like that. It's like kind of like personal stuff that I've always wanted to achieve. What's my biggest pet peeve? Oh my God. Okay. My biggest pet peeve is being late. And I was 2 minutes late to do this iHeartRadio thing today. And that to me just eats me up, right? Like, it was a Zoom thing. It's like, how come you're going to be early, Kevin? Well, you know, life happens a little bit. But I hate when people are late. And I think here in Los Angeles, 15 minutes is considered on time still. So in Los Angeles time, I'm still on time. East Coast, I'm 2 minutes late, like, don't even show up. That was my mentality back then. But I hate being late to things. I hate people when they're late to things too. And that's just my pet peeve. What makes me most happy is people being on time for things. No, that's not true. That does make me happy though. But what makes me the most happy is actually working and dealing with people with integrity and honesty. You know, I find that when people say they're going to do stuff, they do it and are honest about things. And that's kind of what makes me happy, is because I feel like if we just do those two things in the world, we could actually be in a better place, right? Like, just let's be honest with each other. Let's do and do the things that we say we're going to do and do it well, which would be great. And then I think the world would just be a better place for that. So that's what I'd like to make me happy or most happy. What is my ideal Saturday morning? My ideal Saturday morning is to get up at probably around like 7 o'clock. I'll meditate, hit my knees and pray. I'll journal for 30 minutes. I'll work out right afterwards, get a cup of coffee, sit on a roof deck and watch the sunrise a little bit. Hopefully with a lucky someone. Get like a great email that says like, hey, you got like a $10,000 or $20,000 deal. That'd be amazing, right? That hasn't really happened yet. So I guess that's not my ideal. I haven't been doing my ideal Saturdays. And also going out and just having like a meal with friends or a coffee and just meet up with people. Go to bed by like 10 o'clock, cuddle with someone on the couch and make a meal, watch the sunrise, sunset at that time. That'd be awesome. Talk to my family. And yeah, that's about it. It used to be doing yoga too, but then I realized I don't like doing yoga that much anymore. That's just me. Number 10, are you more of the athlete or the armchair quarterback? I'm definitely more of the athlete. I grew up with athletics since I was probably like 4 years old, like skiing, snowboarding, playing tennis, baseball. I mean, I love movement and athletics. I don't think I could ever be a couch potato unless like health problems happen or something. And number 11, what keeps me motivated? I think what keeps me motivated is just the idea of growth and wanting to be better. You know, I have a lot of dreams and aspirations, and being 38 years old, I haven't been able to do much of them actually until recently in the last like 2 to 3 years. And now I see that I have an opportunity to achieve those dreams or at least give my all out effort to achieve them. And that keeps me motivated because I think the idea of not trying keeps me motivated, if that makes sense. Yes. That keeps me motivated. The fact that I can't look at myself with self-esteem every day if I didn't try. You know, I think having good self-esteem is just doing the things you say you're going to do and doing it the best. But at the same time, if I can't do it and I fail, then it's like, I think for me is to be able to acknowledge that and be like, you know what? What did I learn? Could I have done better? Maybe not. If I couldn't have done better, then you move on. Just wasn't meant to be. And so that keeps me motivated, and really messages of people just telling me how this stuff I do in, you know, reality TV, movies, content, even this message of sobriety, wanting to pave the way for Asian men in Hollywood, especially, I think that keeps me motivated for sure. When I get comments like that or messages, it is reassuring, even though I know I shouldn't probably listen to it too much because, you know, I don't want that to be the main reason why I do things because it's always been in my mind to do that. But it does keep me a little bit more motivated and keeping me on the path when I get comments like that. So that is 11 questions with Kevin Kreider. That's me. And now we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break and we'll be back to answer, or I'll be back to answer more live questions.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I am your host today, Kevin Kreider. Thanks for coming back and tuning in. And we are now going to take the first question from a live caller. Hi, Ariel. You are my official first caller ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Welcome. Oh, very cool. So I'm in this friends with benefits situation, and it's really fun, but he keeps saying I love you like a lot. Yeah, and I guess I just don't know how to take it. Like, I don't know if he's saying I love you because we've been friends for so long, or like, I love you, we want, like, maybe someday I'll like love you forever. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, like I've brought it up, and sometimes it feels like he's more than a friend. And he then says he can't commit. So I'm just wondering, like, is this just something that guys say frivolously? You know what I mean? Like, right. Is that a common thing?
So here's the thing that I learned through my experience of this. Firstly, it sounds like you're not sure if you love him back. He's giving you mixed signals, friends with benefits. It started off like that. You start to grow feelings for people, but he doesn't want to commit. That is somebody who is just basically saying, I can't commit. And he might have feelings for you that I don't doubt, but probably won't be with you. And if I would say, because look, when you know, and especially when guys know, we know. I think too many people, guys and girls, use this phrase of like, I can't commit, but I really care. It's kind of like stringing you along to see if it kind of like turns into something better, or if somebody else comes up better. Like, I'm sure he still likes you. He wants to stay friends with you. But at the same time, if he can't commit, then I would say he really isn't, in his mind, really looking at you as a serious prospect. You guys started off as friends, now friends with benefits. You cross that line. And I will say, from my own experience, it's hard to go back once you cross that line. So you might have to be okay with losing a friend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, if he can't commit and he says he doesn't want to commit, then believe him.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally fine. Honestly, like, it's fine with me anyways.
Great.
Thank you.
Welcome. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I hear you have a question.
I have
opinions, but they're not scientific answers.
Well, let's hope they can help. So basically, obviously, like everybody in the world, I'm on the dating apps, and I am just getting more and more frustrated because I've had conversations with guys, but nobody ever follows through for an in-person meetup. You know, like, they don't, like, this is where like the rubber meets the road. And, you know, I'm trying not to take the reins so they can ask, but it just seems like it's going nowhere, and I'm losing faith in apps altogether. So should I stay, or should I ask more often for an in-person date?
Well, okay. So where are you located, first of all?
I'm in New York City.
Okay. And what, how should I say this? You ask, just to clarify, you ask the guys to meet up and none of them want to follow up. Is that what that is?
No, they just don't ask to follow. Oh. Like, so we'll be engaged in like chats and really great back and forth. And this happens with all the guys. all of them. And nobody ever then takes it to the next step to say, hey, why don't we meet up now?
So you kind of just like messaging airtime, like there's dead air and then nothing happens, right?
Yeah, we have great talks and nobody wants to take the next step. They're too cowardly, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it's them being cowards or they're too busy or...
I'm glad you called yourself a coward as well, because that's kind of what's happening.
Oh, no, I'm not calling myself a coward. I'm calling the guys a coward because they're not taking the bold step to like say, you know, and then if I do it, then they just look like, oh, I'm being a pushy female. And so it's just like,
do they say that? Or is that your assumption of that?
That's my assumption of it. Like that's the thing. Like I think they're being cowards by not saying, hey, let's just meet up for a cup of coffee and let's just see where this goes. Like they're chickening out.
Right. So sounds judgmental, right? Like here's the thing. If I were on the other end, I wouldn't want a date or somebody to think I'm a coward right away. So that's probably saving you some time, right? These people aren't who you want to be. Like you already labeled them as something, which is already not a good step. And secondly, I always tell my female friends this, and I know it's hard, right? Like it structurally in society, we're mindset to do courting and dating a certain way. I'll tell you what, the best dates I've ever had and the girls that I've actually been with the longest, they actually asked me out first. And I've asked out many girls before. So I would just say, be bold. If you're really interested in them, firstly, I would say, try not to think of them as cowards right away. They could be busy people. Yeah. They could have many options, right? Like I'm sure you have many options too. And also to just say, hey, I'd love to meet up for coffee, continue this conversation or something, right? Well, like set up something small.
But Kevin, I don't think they're cowards right away. I'm thinking that we have these great conversations. And then they're not doing anything. So eventually I think of them as cowards. And it's not like it's a judgment thing, but it's just like, well, be a little bit more.
To be something that they're maybe not. So think of it as like something that you're screening for yourself, right? You want somebody to be a certain way. You have in your mind a certain outcome. That could also be hurting you in the dating apps too. Because like, look, if you give up controlling things, right, things happen for you a little bit more smoother, or if they don't, at least you didn't like put too much emotional energy into it. I have a question though, like what's wrong with, are you afraid to go outside the apps and just do it in real life, or what's holding you back, I guess?
Well, no, I mean, obviously the past 2 years, not very, you know, the bars aren't being flooded with prospects. So, you know,
you're going for bars? You're going to bars to find guys?
No, I'm not talking literally, but like, you know, I'm not really going to bars to pick up men, but it's just been hard to meet people out and about.
So what I say is like, I don't think it's really so hard. Maybe like you just have to put yourself in situations to actually meet people. Like I don't go to bars that much, right? Like I go to restaurants sometimes, go to events, you do things outside. I'm sure you could find places to meet people. Maybe you're just looking in the wrong places, right? Like
normally I go to museums. It's just the numbers are just very different. The prospects are very different than they were pre-pandemic. And so I would love if I was at like a, you know, like an under 40 mixer at MoMA, and of course, but they're not. These events aren't taking place in the same ways they were pre-pandemic. So that's why, and I, you know, it's just very different times now.
But I mean, like his, you asked me questions, gave you some answers.
Right.
You okay. Don't so seem just to really like
take
them.
The reins.
Yeah. Take right. The reins.
Okay. Take the reins. Okay. Yeah. I'll take the reins on apps.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I hear you have a question.
I do. Okay. Thank you so much. First of all, I really appreciate it. So I've been with my boyfriend for just about a year, just coming on a year, and
congrats.
I love
That's
him.
Huge.
Thank you. And it's a great relationship and it's going really, really well. But our communication style and the way that we argue, the argument and communication style is very different. And this comes up a lot when, especially in finance things and in other circumstances, but most recently, a lot of finance, but just in general, the way that we communicate and the argument style, it's just very different. And through the relationship, I've kind of worked on it and I've changed the way that I approach how we're different to him. So I've changed how I approach our differences. And I've asked him to do the same, to kind of amend his style of communication with me when we do have differences.
Can you tell me what that communication style is that's different?
Yeah, I feel like most recently it's been coming up in, as I said, in finance situations. I work in marketing and he works in real estate and we both do really well. But he grew up very frugal and I kind of feel like if we're going on vacation or something to enjoy it and kind of thing. So I've approached it more like, you know, we're a team. And so let's compromise and figure out ways that we can both be happy and not stretch our limits and kind of way. And he gets very, if it's outside of his comfort zone and something he doesn't want to do, he'll kind of express that I don't want to do this. And then he'll kind of shut down. And I've been very amenable to kind of, you know, go my extra mile to make him feel, you know, okay, I hear you that this is not something that, you know, that you want or willing to do, or it's a stretch for you. And so a lot of the time I'll just kind of, you know, acquiesce to, you know, in certain ways just to make him more comfortable. But I like to discuss also about why, you know, in these circumstances of why it would be nice to do these things and not all the time, but sometimes anyway, but it gets very uncomfortable for him. And so the way he'll argue or communicate is kind of just say how he feels and then he'll listen to me, but he kind of never budges.
Question then, Allison, who, how do you guys work out finances? Is it joint? Is it every other? Is it
right? So in the last few months we've been together, it's really coming on a year, just next week. We've really started to actually join it together in the last few months. And I think that's been, I feel like it's really a big step for our relationship. But it's also kind of, we kind of spend money differently in that way. So it's hard to kind of get to that, you know, comfy middle ground, but it's
so
just,
what I hear feel, then. So what I hear is you have a joint account, all the finances go in there, but he, you know, you obviously have to talk about how you're going to spend it. And he doesn't want to budge, even though there is money in that joint account is what I'm kind of hearing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it's, ultimately, it's not about whether or not we're spending the money. It's kind of, I think that the way that he approaches it, the way that, you know, I like to compromise and talk it through and just figure out how we could both be happy. And often he'll express his view and then listen to me, but then he'll just shut down if it's not going his way. And so the big question I have is, and again, I've tried to ask him to change the way that he approaches our differences. But my question is, if someone is kind of stuck in the way that they argue or the way that they communicate, is it too late to ask for a change in their communication style?
Yeah, just leave them. No, I'm kidding. TV. Next. No, I'm kidding. Look, you guys have been together for a year. You're going to really, really know each other more now. Communication style is important. At least you guys are communicating, firstly, okay? You know he's uncomfortable with things. What I find is maybe hard for this, and this is hard to hear, is are you trying to change him? And does he feel like he is being asked to change when he doesn't want to? Because that can be hard, right? Because here's the thing, unconditional love means you accept them for who they are, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to unconditionally love him or do you want to conditionally love him? And that's okay. So you know this about him. You kind of like are finding out this about him. Are you expecting him to change, or just because you change, it's now like a transactional thing, so he should change? Like, talk to me here.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that my view of I think he's wonderful, and I as a person, I would never want him to change. This is why I love him. I just think that even if we have differences, that part of being in a relationship could ultimately be that both people compromise, and not just one, or it shouldn't be one person every single time. And
right. So you feel like you compromise more, right, than he does.
Right. So it's the communication. And so I've been asking him in these moments, I kind of just ask him to communicate with me differently, or can you try a different approach, and these kinds of things, just because, as I said, he kind of, it's just how he feels, but he does shut down. He'll express how he feels about it, and he's listening to me. He's listening to what I say, how I feel, but then ultimately, it continues to get talked about, he'll just stress his opinion more and then just shut down. And so, right. Yeah.
And so maybe that's something, you're in a really difficult situation. I get it. You want to budge, you want to go on vacation. You guys see money differently. Look, unfortunately, money hurts relationships, right? Conversations like that. I hate the fact that it does. It's probably one of my number one resentments in the world, actually. Right? I love it. Everybody likes to think, and I'm still a true believer that love will conquer that. But it's like, you know, I've seen it. I've seen money destroy relationships. I've seen it hurt relationships. I've seen other people with more money be able to manipulate relationships, right? All that kind of stuff. We've seen it all. When it comes to money, I think the fact that you guys are even talking about it and only a year in is strong. I think maybe a way to look at this is to see the progress in your relationship. Yes, it's not perfect yet. He's not doing exactly what you want. It's 1 year. Like, I think in the mindset of looking long-term in your relationship, that this is a forever type of person.
Yeah.
You know, you're committed. You guys can work this out. And maybe it's some type of compromise with you guys where, like, you know, you guys have this joint account and then you have a separate account for your own fund money. And then maybe if you have another fund money account where you're like, you know what, babe, I got plenty of money in this fund account. And we have this joint thing. Yeah. I'm doing this. And it's really yours anyway, like all of yours, right? It's just the illusion to him. It's like kind of not an illusion. Framing the account differently to make it look like you have more than you guys really have. Okay. Like, this is the fun stuff, right? Like, yeah. that's a compromise. And then be like, oh, he'll be like, oh, okay. Like,
I love that idea. I love that. That's a really great idea. That would be a lot less stress too, just to frame it that way. So I'm gonna try that. That's actually really great. Yeah.
Because I know for me as a boyfriend, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh yeah, like I already know what it is, but it's like, oh, you know, this is thought out. It makes sense. We have plenty in our joint and this, like, and you have this your own account and then you spend it the way you want to on a vacation or whatever. And it's like, okay, cool. You know, right. You're being responsible.
And then, yeah, definitely. But I think that's a really great idea.
Cool. Glad I could help.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
Bye.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kendall.
Hi. I'm really glad to get to talk to you today.
No,
yes. So I started a new job recently in a new city. Thank you. Thanks.
What city?
Los Angeles.
My hometown now.
Hey-o.
Well, new hometown.
Both for both of us. I started this new job and I haven't met a lot of people, new people yet being here. And so as you can imagine, like I'm always saying yes to anything I get invited to so that there's like a chance of meeting new people and connecting because it's a new city and all that. So a male coworker just asked me to dinner And I said yes, and like was immediately hoping he'd invite other people. But as soon as I said yes, he said, great, it's a date. And like, Kevin, I think he's cute, but it's a new job and a new city. And I guess I'm just worried personally that like my other coworkers will make assumptions about me going on a date with a coworker so quickly. So I'm just wondering, like, do I tell him beforehand, I don't want it to be a date, but I just want to hang out. Like, I don't know how to go about talking to him about this.
Yeah. Welcome to LA. This happens a lot. And to be real, as a guy who would do something like that, let's just say, like, I did that, right? Mm-hmm. I would appreciate from you, Kendall, that, like, you told him what you told me. And I would totally be, it gives me a choice then, right? Yeah. To be like, okay, I'm going to treat this as a friend thing.
Right.
It's not a date, and I'll behave accordingly. Or if you lead him on to thinking it's a date and then things happen, reaches in. Firstly, I'm going to feel like, oh my God, like, am I wrong? Like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? I'm only going to act based off of the information that I have, which is, oh, I said it's a date. You're still here. It must be a date. You know, when you look at it that way, you might be able to break the news to him in like a very like empathetic way, you know, like be like, hey, look, I'm really excited. I know you have good intentions with this. I don't think it's the appropriate time right now. I do think you're cute. I just really, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool. Right. And be like, you know, just, I'm not trying to lead you on. That's why I'm having this conversation. And I'm telling you, I think he'll have such a great response to that, because I'd be like, you know what? Look, maybe you're new. Love to bring other people on board. You know, like, if he's a good dude, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't do that, he's like, you know what? All right, you know, I'm really actually looking to date. Like, let's just alter plans. Don't take it personally, you know? Like, you guys need each other a lot of time. So either way, only good stuff can happen from this conversation. But
No, that's super helpful, Kevin, because I think, like, I mean, honestly, as you're talking, I'm like, right, communication is always best.
We hate confrontation of like breaking the news to someone or anything. Trust me, it's easy for me to say this, but I've had many tough conversations that I've delayed, but I've had to have them. And you know, when you come from a place of like not wanting to hurt the other person too, that's a great place. You, it sounds like you don't, and you don't want to mislead them.
Yeah.
So it won't come across like anything. No. That's, you come from that place.
Well, also, Kevin, what you just said is super helpful, that like the way you phrased it is like, it keeps the door open, like of like, you know, cause he is cute and I wouldn't be opposed down the line to going on a date, but like, I'm very conscious in this moment of not, giving my coworkers the wrong impression as I establish myself here.
There you go. Welcome. And I'm sure you will need much help down the line.
I'll be calling you back, Kevin.
First year is the toughest, I'm telling
you.
Toughest time here.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. I really appreciate your help.
Definitely. Bye, Kendall.
Bye, Kevin. Thanks.
Hello, Kylie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You must have a burning question to ask if you're on this.
I do. Yes. All right. So I'm just wondering, I need advice. So like when a first date goes well and things start, you know, heating up at the end of the night and you're like into it, but there's a part of you that wants to kind of just slow it down. Like, is there a good way to let your date know gently and like without offending them? Like, hey, I'm enjoying this, but like, let's wait a little longer. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just put your hand. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. that's an awkward position. Look, I've never been on the other end where someone was moving too fast and I had to slow them down. So please like understand like where this advice is coming from. It's not from experience. Okay. I know from a guy when I've tried to move things a little bit faster too, and you slow down. And if I really actually saw something with you, then I would slow down and I would honor that. If I didn't want anything more than just to, like, you know, that night, you know, might be a different conversation. Yeah, okay, you know, and just move on, right? So the next question for you to ask is, do you actually like this guy and want to slow down? Or do you just not want to have that perception of, like, oh, I sleep with people on the first date, so I shouldn't do this? Talk to me about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not so much that. I do kind of like the guy. Like, I would like to see him again. But I'm just not sure, like, if I'm ready for that with him yet. I just want to, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to wait. I'm not really someone who, like, sleeps with a lot of people. So I just want to make sure we actually, like, get along, you know?
Yeah, sure. So, oh, okay. That's valid what you're saying. Like, I would probably just communicate that with him and just tell him. I mean, it sounds like this already happened. What you're kind of preparing is for the next time, correct? You see this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, be like, hey, look, I like you. Think you're cute? Like, I see this, excuse me. I might see this going a little bit further than just physical. And I'd like to actually get to know you a little bit more before we get physical. I'm just a little uncomfortable moving at that pace. That's all. When somebody just expresses that they might be a little uncomfortable with something, their pace, like, you know, an asshole wouldn't honor that. And somebody who is a good person for you would honor that and just be like, yeah, okay, you know, that's my pace. Like, hear him out and then be like, okay, that's great. Now that I know where you're coming from, I know, you know, where I'm coming from. Let's just see if we can play along in this date together still and dating realm. And then you'll find out each other's paces, find each other's preferences. And if it doesn't match, then it doesn't match. Move on.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, like pacing.
Like, yeah, that's a pace.
To say that.
You know, I'm a very fast-paced person when it comes to, like, wanting to be with someone, right? You know, physical, obviously, I think a lot of guys are more the initiatives, right? So that's why I was going to say it's usually a lot of, from my experience, girls need to slow things down. So it's always the pace is different. But it's almost like dancing, right? Like, somebody might lead too fast. You just kind of slow them down a little bit. Somebody might lead too slow. You try to pace them up a little bit faster. Like, probably won't go exactly the timing you want, but it'll at least go at a more comfortable pace for yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, that's thank you. Yeah, that's good problem. Advice.
No problem. Thanks for jumping on, Kylie.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, that is all we got for our callers. We're going to take a break and then we're going to come back for some Q&A.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Kevin Kreider. I'm your host. And now is the time for Q&A. First one, Kevin, we know you from Bling Empire. How has your life changed in the past 2 years? Man, my life has changed so much in the last 2 years. I've upgraded to a new bedroom, one bedroom. It's the first time I've ever had a one bedroom in my life. There's a little bit more pressures to that, obviously, like it's big overhead. I'm actually in the process of possibly moving to another place if things don't change up a little bit, just to keep it a little bit more financially feasible for myself. Things that are changed, I don't skateboard around as much, do a little bit more Ubering, or I'll take public transportation to get to places I need to. My social friends have changed quite a bit. Like, you know, came out during the pandemic, and now there's just so many people, like events and wonderful peers that I get to meet and associate with, and to maybe even have collaborations and conversations with, and just be in the presence of. And some of these people, like, I grew up with watching, and, you know, using some of these business owners' platforms, right? Like, I mean, serious business owners, like, see, founders of dating apps or beverages, like all this stuff. It's wild to me. So I'm just getting used to actually being in the public eye and just being around people like that. And now I know that people have some questions about me getting flirty with Kim Lee and what the status is now. We are friends, and we've come back to just being friends right now. Yes, there was a physical thing, but obviously kind of got messed up with some influence of friends and circumstances and pop, like, opinions from other people. But it's harder to go back as friends because I feel like there's more boundaries now. Like, I think we need some time to kind of just forget and forgive about all those things that happened, and maybe even go our separate ways a little bit. But yes, it was not the best experience I've had. And then, how do I navigate from friends to boyfriend to girlfriend? I haven't done it yet, so I'm not too sure if I can qualify for this question. I would say one thing is to not tell your friends squat. Don't tell them anything about what's going on with your other friend. Keep it very separate. And try to keep it to yourself, you in the relationship, because once you get friends in, they all have opinions, they all have dirt on you, it gets lost in translation, facts get thrown out, or that facts get diluted and changed. So, like, really, it's just best if you keep the relationship about you two, keep people out of it. Am I looking to settle down anytime soon? What are you looking for in a relationship? I'm absolutely looking to settle down. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I hope as more and more Bling Empire is shown, and the more I'm in the public eye and doing career stuff, that people can see, like, I'm really taking this a lot more seriously. Like, you know, everybody kind of graduates from the party person to becoming more serious. And I've definitely hit that because, you know, I've dated around enough. I've had my fun. I know what I want, and I want something with someone that I can grow with and share everything with, the ups and downs, right? Share the struggles, share the victories, share the success, share the everything. So I'd love to be able to find someone to do that with. And then, what makes men ready to commit to a relationship or marriage? You can't really force men to be in the mindset and be ready. Some men need to get it out of their system. Some men just want something right away. I mean, I remember when I was in college, like, the first girl I wanted to date that it was, I thought could turn into something serious, and never did turn into anything serious. I saw marriage. I was like, yeah, I don't want to be around other people other than this person. Like, I don't, what I mean by that is, like, I didn't intentionally want to be somebody who dates a lot of people or anything. I didn't. I was like, I just want to be a one person forever. And that obviously didn't happen. That girl broke my heart. And here I am now. So, you know, back then I was ready. So it just depends where you are in life. Now I look back, I'm glad I wasn't with that person. But to basically answer your question, what makes the person ready is time. it's very vague, but like, it just takes time. You know, I'm 38 years old now. Like, I'm ready. You know, like, I'm not in the most perfect financial situation in my career, but I'm ready. You know, I've experienced enough. I know what I don't like. I know what I want more of. And I'm at that point where I'm not looking for a perfect relationship anymore. I'm not looking for that person to be perfect. I just would like someone to, you know, who fits me well, likes, values, all that kind of stuff. Appearances, I'd like an attractive girlfriend as well. I mean, that's just a given that you're attracted to someone, but somebody who's kind, somebody who's giving as well, and somebody who gives their time as well to me. That'd be great. All right, how do you tell if a guy is interested in you? You can tell if a guy's interested in you because this can be tricky. Sometimes I'm shy, I know, believe it or not, and I won't actually be talkative or trying to joke around with you. It's really in the eye. You can really see in the eye contact and the feeling if you're intuitive enough and you're in touch with that to see if a guy's interested in you. You'll feel it. And because sometimes like I'm overly nice and people think I'm interested, but I'm not. It's just, you know, that's how I am because I feel super comfortable. Like I'm not that attracted to you. I mean, sometimes, right? And then sometimes I'm just like super shy. Like I'll be like, yeah. And I'm just like listening and I'm just really into it. You'll see, you know, you'll just feel it out. And that's kind of how it goes. If you can't tell at all, probably not interested in you. If you don't have that feeling either, probably not interested in you. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for How Men Think. I was your host for today, Kevin Kreider. You can find me on Netflix's Bling Empire. Season 2 is out now. It was ranking top 10 in the TV section. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok, Kevin Kreider, K-R-E-I-D-E-R. And you can also find what I'm up to on those links as well with my matcha that's out and my non-alcoholic beverages that are launching later this summer. So you can find me there. Feel free to DM me with more questions. I'd love to answer it on my social media as well.
This is How Men Think, an iHeartRadio London Audio production. Listen each Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.